number two underway of the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome to the program. If you're just joining us tonight, it's Open Lines, and we're going through the news. We've been talking about Ron Paul. And as I said, if you're just joining us, Ed Brown has, according to the U.S. Marshal Stephen Monier, has been delivered to the Elkton Federal Correctional Institution in Elkton, Ohio. And he didn't stay in any New Hampshire jails. So I guess he's been driving all this number of days. 6 days. 6 days on the road. And old Dave Dudley song, right? So it really makes you wonder, you know, whether they talked that he was in contract jails and that kind of stuff, but it really makes you wonder where he's been for 6 days. And of course, you know, they're not talking and not telling us anything. But when I checked last time, and I'm updating the page here to see if we get any new information. No, it still shows him as not being in the Bureau of Prisons custody at this point. It's either, you know, in the case of Monier, I mean, this guy has lied so many times. I mean, how do you know his mouth? He's lying. His mouth is moving. This guy has been, you know, back in June, when he called it 12 guys in ghillie suits shooting at Danny Riley as he's running back to the house. That was a surveillance mission. And nonetheless, that's what they're reporting. And hopefully we'll get an update from the Bureau of Prisons website and know that he's firmly there. And because I think everybody's fear has been that that for some reason he's been either, you know, held somewhere and had things done to him, or he's been dieseled. This diesel therapy, where basically what they do is they shackle you in a seat. And they drive you around for long periods of time. You're not able to go to the bathroom, and eventually you get to the point where you can't hold it any longer, and you go to the bathroom on yourself. They don't feed you. Usually you got diesel fumes coming up in the compartment, and they'll put you in shoes that are too small. And, you know, I know in the case of this Congressman Hansen, had to literally pull his own toenails out just to be able to get rid of the pain. And, man, I mean, just to think that that's what you have to do in America. And if this is what we'll do to our own citizens, imagine what we're doing to these people overseas. I mean, it's absolutely grisly to think about. But so hopefully he is there. And hopefully, we'll, you know, as I said, we'll get the confirmation of it here in the next day or so that he is there. But if you'd like to join us on the program tonight, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we'd love to have you on with us tonight. Also, chat rooms are open. The Republic Broadcasting Network chat room at republicbroadcasting.org, it is open, and the conversation is fast, and it is furious, and we're having a good time in there as well. Also, the Midnight Rider Show chat room, open. Just go to midnightridershow.com and click the chat link there. So two chat rooms to choose from, both with good conversations going on, as always. And hello to everyone in both rooms. And I appreciate you chatting tonight, and appreciate you listening. Back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, our number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And Nancy Pelosi is, well, she's at an event, didn't even get to eat her chicken because she was being interviewed by a bunch of reporters and her chicken's breast sat on the plate as she was... talking with, it was a deal arranged by the Christian Science Monitor, and she was in a determinedly good mood, the article says, when she sat down to lunch with reporters yesterday. She entered the room laughing and over the course of an hour smiled no fewer than 31 times and got off at least 23 laughs. Oh. But her spirits, well, they soured instantly when someone asked about the anger of the Democratic base over her failure to end the war in Iraq, and her face got sad. And well, let's play some sad music for Nancy Pelosi here as we're here. Oh, what happened to my music? Oh, no, it went. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I had Nancy Pelosi's sad music ready to go. And she's got one quote in here that is absolutely the most stupid quote I've ever heard in my life. Because they're asking her about the war and everything, and she says, "We have to make responsible decisions in the Congress that are not driven by the dissatisfaction of anybody who wants the war to end tomorrow." Though crediting activists for their passion, Pelosi called it a waste of time for them to target Democrats. They are advocates, she said. We are leaders. Everybody run, we're going to tell, I know you just spit out your drink. You're probably sitting there with a soda or a cup of coffee, and you're sitting there, and I know you spit it right across the room, or the computer monitor is laced with Folgers at this point in time, because Nancy Pelosi says they are advocates, we are leaders. Well, yes, I guess you're supposed to be leaders. That's what we sent you there for. And we sent you there, listen, Nancy, with a mandate. Yeah, that was the mandate. We didn't vote you into office because we like your policies and all the spending and crap. We put Democrats in office because we wanted out of the war. 70% of America, Nancy. It's a waste of time for everyone to target Democrats who want to get out of, want the war to end tomorrow. Just like impeachment's off the table. Oh, but she herself is anti-war. Not for the Iraq War. No, no, no. See, how many times have they passed additional spending bills? Oh, but they did get a minimum wage raise because it was added on to a spending bill. Very anti-war, Nancy. Thank you. From my heart, right here, Nancy. Yes, my heart to you. This stuff is, she even herself, she says she doesn't care about the approval ratings of Congress or anything like that. They're low. Dick Cheney low. I've seen one poll where Bush was at 29% and Congress was at 11. Cheney's got a higher number at 13%. Oh, jeez. it's absolutely incredible.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
All right, okay. Yes, this is... you'll understand why I'm playing this music very directly. No, I lost the article. This is not going well. The opening of the mammoth new U.S. Embassy in Baghdad has been delayed indefinitely. As means not going to happen anytime soon. While its Kuwaiti contractor fixes a punch list of problems, the State Department said on Tuesday, the sprawling complex, whose cost is edging towards $750 million, was set to open last month, but U.S. lawmakers say shoddy work by the contractor and poor oversight by the State Department have delayed it. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick rejected claims of inadequate oversight and said there was no indication how long it would be before the new embassy opened. I know that when they went into fire up the kitchen the first day, they had smoke everywhere. I nearly had to have a fire. They were going to feed all the troops who were stationed there at the embassy to guard it, and we had MREs. And I don't know that the kitchen's been fixed at all. So evidently new documents that are out show hundreds of violations of fire codes and other regulations and electrical problems throughout the complex. These problems were so severe and widespread that the inspectors concluded that none of the buildings on the new embassy compound could be approved for occupancy. nearly $150 million over budget, and not a dadgum thing works. But hey, we had to have an embassy bigger than the Vatican. We're there. Oh my gosh, some of this stuff is just absolutely ludicrous. It just literally drives you insane. Oh man. Henry Waxman congressman, Democrat, California, has opened an inquiry into accusations that the State Department Inspector General interfered with investigations into waste and fraud involving the construction of the embassy. The Inspector General rejected these claims. So they can't even get the thing to pass muster, can't get stuff to work. And then you've got Iraqis here who are not even being employed. They've basically been bringing people in from the Philippines, Indonesia, where they weren't cheap. You know, I mean, these Iraqis need to make a living. And darn it, they've not even offered them the jobs. And so you've got Iraqis standing around with nothing to do all day. Hey, how about a weapon? There you go. Here, we'll pay you to fire it. Oh, wow, a job. Great. Who do I fire at? You see the guys in green over there in the little desert camouflage? Them. That's who you fire at. And so you've got over 100,000 Iraqis with arms. And but that's okay, though. We're over there spreading freedom. A million dead. What we're doing over there is we're taking over the oil. And the Iraqi people do know it. They know they're about to get ripped off. And now you're hearing openly these plans from idiots like Sam Brownback, who are coming out and said, what we need to do is sit down. Me and Joe Biden have talked about all this. We're going to talk about splitting Iraq up into three different little states and have a weak central government based out of Baghdad. Yeah. And then you're going to have one group, mainly the Sunnis, who are going to be upset because they're not going to see the oil profits. The Shiites are going to see the oil profits because of where they're at. That's where the oil is at. And the Kurds, well, you know, they're being attacked by Turkey. Turkey's shelling them. We're supporting PKK terrorists up there in northern Iraq, and they're actively committing terrorist raids and stuff into Turkey. And we're about to bomb Iran. Ah, yes, that's the freedom of that's the vision of freedom, is it not? Oh my gosh, this thing is literally insanity, and we just keep saying, well, we're gonna take Iran out and get rid of their nuclear program before they can build a bomb. Vladimir Putin, head guy over in Russia, comes out and says today's they're not trying to build a bomb; they have no interest in it. And he's been doing business with them now for quite some time. He's been the one been giving them the parts. Look, I guarantee you, we start attacking Iran, all bets are off. Russia and China are going to be extremely mad. And the other interesting thing is, in how we've allowed this to happen, is we're now no longer able to supply the Iraqi army with the weapons they need. Guess where they're getting the weapons? China. So you've got China now involved in supplying weapons to the Iraqis, and you can darn well bet that the Chinese are going to come in and ingratiate themselves quite nicely with the Iraqi government. They're going to get a hold of all these tribal leaders and all these mullahs and put them together, and everything's going to be hunky-dory, and they'll end up being a little satellite of China. And we'll be standing around there scratching our heads when China gets hold of the oil. Oh, but that's what we were there to do, is secure those resources. And our mission there is to get the resources, not to get them back for the free flow of oil for you and me. But it's to control those resources so nobody else can get them, and to light the Middle East on fire. I personally have a simpler solution to all of this, that if we want to control lots of oil, and we're wanting to build empire, just attack Mexico. Why not just attack Mexico, get it over with? I mean, all their people are coming here. Probably half their population is here. We could take a couple of Cub Scout troops, maybe some cheerleaders and some Girl Scouts down there, take the country over, have all the oil we want, have more billionaires per capita that we could tax. It's a win-win scenario for everybody. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
On the Midnight Rider. Yeah, we just attack Mexico. Invade Mexico. Let's get it over with. Half of them are already here. They've got lots of oil. And we could control it. Troops could come home on weekends. No more of this 15 months somewhere. Just half their people are already here. I mean, it'd be a slam dunk. We just roll in, take over, place is ours. And also, look, here's another thing that we could do, is we could take the illegals that are already here and promise them citizenship if they'll go back and take Mexico over. I mean, we're already putting illegals in the military now and promising them citizenship if they fight for us in Iraq, so why not the same thing? And that way it's a zero-sum game. We have the Mexicans killing each other, and we take over the country. Be easy, easy, easy. Troops home on weekends, all this stuff. I mean, boom. Bush even speaks Spanish. So it'd be so easy. No need for a translator. He could go on television down there, and everybody would think it was great. I mean, we're already running NASCAR races down there. Why not? It'd make a hell of a lot more sense than what we're doing now. You know, if we want empire, hey, stay close to home. And I thought you're just kind of supposed to spread out, not just hopscotch everywhere. Well, we like the dry heat, yeah. Mm-hmm. New Homeland Security plan being revealed. This from Newsday by Carol Eisenberg. With a little more than a year left in office, the Bush administration issued a new Homeland Security strategy yesterday, calling on citizens and governments to develop a culture of preparedness to deal with natural disasters and terrorism. Just as our vision of Homeland Security has evolved as we've made progress in the war on terror. War on terror, what's that? We also have learned from the tragedy of Hurricane Katrina. President George W. Bush said in a letter accompanying the first update to the National Strategy for Homeland Security in 5 years, besides emphasizing an all-hazards approach to disasters, the 53-page document lays out few new ideas. This reads more like a legacy document than a strategy that looks ahead, said Frank Salufo, former White House Homeland Security Advisor who directs the Homeland Security Policy Institute at George Washington University. Outlining priorities, the new strategy rehashes earlier intelligence and focuses on al-Qaeda's desire to acquire weapons of mass destruction as one of the gravest threats we face. Gosh. And they still sell this stuff. I mean, there's... These are the people that in the 1800s drove the wagon, and they sold a little elixir that was nothing but alcohol. Oh, it got rid of them symptoms, all right. Whew. Man, did it get rid of the symptoms. It cites particular concern about the spread of improvised explosive devices from battlefields in Iraq and Afghanistan to this country. Given the ready availability of IED components and the relative technological ease with which they can be fashioned. Oh my God, they're going to outlaw bleach. I mean, that's basically, you know, what they say this stuff is such a threat. I mean, it was like this whole thing with the shampoo, them confiscating the shampoo and all the hair gel and all this stuff out of people's carry-on luggage. And they made you check it. Because it was potentially a danger on a plane. Well, isn't it still a danger in a hotel room? Or in your house? What if you're a terrorist and you're spending the night at somebody's house? And you have shampoo and hair gel? Hadn't thought about that, had you? Because, I mean, this stuff is so absurd. And you're going to have a whole bunch of people that are going to look at this and go, oh my gosh, I'm so glad the government's there to take care of us. Oh, whatever they need from me, I'm ready to go. Take my liberties, please. Take everything. Take it all. Keep me safe. Al-Qaeda's intensified efforts to place operatives in the United States and the emergence of homegrown extremism are also cited as growing concerns. Okay, the homegrown extremism. That's you and me they're talking about. Patriots, people that want their country back. The arrest and prosecution inside the United States of a small number of violent Islamic extremists demonstrates that we are not immune to the emergence of homegrown violent Islamic extremism. Oh, they're talking about the guys at Fort Dix, the guys down in Miami that were going to blow up the Sears Tower. Although they'd never seen the Sears Tower, they thought Sears was the place America used to shop. Oh, my gosh. And people believe this stuff. Because it's in the media. Hey, I heard Brian Williams the other day talk about this on the NBC Nightly News. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider, welcome back for the final half hour of the program. Thanks for being with us tonight. Tacoma, Washington. The FBI checked out a report of an atomic bomb in Tacoma and found it had turned into a pumpkin. The Port of Tacoma called the FBI after the deputy director received a phone message back on September 21st. From a port commission candidate named Bill Casper. He said he knew how to make an atomic bomb that could elude security devices. An FBI spokeswoman in Seattle, Robbie Burrows, says four agents went to Casper's office September 26 to question him. He says he spent an hour with the agents showing them a pumpkin and another squash, similar in sizes to pieces of the Hiroshima bomb. Burroughs says the agents left satisfied it wasn't dangerous. Casper's top issue as a candidate is preventing atomic material from being smuggled into the port, and he says he expected his research would trigger scrutiny. There he is. Here's my atomic bomb here. Why are the little eyes cut in that? There's a little mouth and a nose and all that, and there's a light in it. Well, it doubles as a jack-o'-lantern. Yeah, you can never be too careful. I got a whole lot of uranium in there, boys. Better watch out. Mm-hmm. This pumpkin's about to go off. And, dude, I know how to use it. If that don't work, I got a zucchini that's going to blow your mind. Four agents we sent over. Oh, my gosh. We can send four more agents over there. He's got a pumpkin, boys. Watch him. Unit 3 to headquarters. We've got people here at Pumpkin Stand. Any truth to the rumors that atomic bombs are being sold on street corners? Oh, my God, he's also got a zucchini. Quick, Bill, get in action now. Oh, God. Does this ever quit? And this stuff actually keeps people afraid, believe it or not. Actually keeps them afraid. This stuff gets, oh my gosh, wait, an atomic bomb shoved in a pumpkin the other day. Can you believe it? This stuff just drives me. I mean, for anybody to believe a story like this, it's absolutely stupid. We're going to go over and check out a pumpkin. It might be an atomic bomb.
National security is a responsibility of every American. Bork,
cavity search,
deep and hard.
Yeah, okay, White House, we're not hyping terror fears to expand spy powers. No. Spokeswoman, I've not heard of a plan to drop DHS report to influence FISA debate. Mm-hmm. As House Democrats released their plan to amend a foreign surveillance law on Tuesday, the White House issued an ominous yet unspecific terror warning, setting up a possible repeat of this summer's fight over spying in which President Bush prevailed amid fresh fears of an Al-Qaeda bomb plot. A White House reporter noted the timing of the Department of Homeland Security strategy that warned Al-Qaeda was stepping up its efforts to put operatives within the U.S. Administration spokeswoman faced questions over whether the report was timed to coincide with Congress's debate over surveillance. No. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino said during a press briefing on Tuesday, hours after Democrats released a proposal to amend the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Her steadfastness, however, did not last. Not that I'm aware of, Perino quietly clarified, it's not unusual for a strategy document to be updated every 5 years. As soon as it was finished and all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed, we were able to get that information out to you today. The FISA update unveiled Tuesday was designed as a fix to a temporary measure approved just before Congress left for a month-long recess in August. Then, as now, the White House intelligence agency said Republican lawmakers warned of gaps in the law that hindered America's efforts to spy on Al-Qaeda and everybody else. No, that's not in there. And some warned of vague threats of a bomb plot aimed at the Capitol. At Tuesday's White House press conference, Perino was pressed for assurance that the DHS report's release was just a coincidence. I have not heard anything otherwise. Uh-huh, yeah. There's a FISA debate coming up. We would have liked to end that debate in August. Unfortunately, Congress only gave us a six-month window, so we have to take that up again, and we got to keep coming up with terror threats. Darn. We're just wanting to sit here and write the rest of the terms out, and so we can go home, but we have to keep inventing these terror threats because they won't do it our way. John in New York, welcome to the program. You're on, sir.
Yes, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I was thinking a little bit further back in your broadcast, you were talking about how they've taken different things away, the soap and the liquid in the water or whatever, with the you carry on water.
Right.
And I was worried that right after 911, since they attacked us with razor blade knives, we'd all have to grow beards because they're going to take away the razor blades, you know?
Yeah.
So then we really start looking like the other people. But they said, no, they're going to issue, make sure everybody is clean shaven, so they're going to issue this kind of tape to pull the hair out, so you don't have to have razor blades. So that's where the duct tape came in.
Mighty nice. And aren't you afraid to walk down a shampoo aisle in your local store?
Yes, and I've been watching out for that mushroom pumpkin cloud of death.
And don't forget the zucchini, buddy.
Well, you know, you can slip on those seeds pretty easy, too.
Yes, you can. Yes.
You know.
I mean, and so much of this stuff, John, the more they come out with this stuff, the more absurd it becomes.
Well, the most absurd thing I heard that made me drop my jaw when I don't listen to any TV, but I had to have the radio on or TV, and I walked through the room, and they said something about where the government, the United States government, is using Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. Or is it Iraq? I get the one they want to attack. I get the two mixed up here. It's Iran, isn't it? Yeah. They want to attack.
So now we're using Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. And I'm like, what's up with that? You know, and then I hear a lot of the patriots talking about, well, the Al-Qaeda this and Al-Qaeda that. I'm yelling out the radio. I'm saying, well, actually, Al-Qaeda was the database name for the folder that had
right.
all the fighters in it. There's no such thing as a tribe of Al-Qaeda, you know. It's like the tribe of Fagawis that never existed.
Yeah, maybe it's the new threat. It's Osama's younger brother, Chip Bin Laden.
Yeah, and they all had American names, these Bin Ladens, when they were here in this country, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
But,
it's
then
incredible.
I tell people, I said, we're using the Al-Qaeda now to fight for us. I'm like, they look at me like two heads and they never heard the word Al-Qaeda. They can't compute that. But I got a tip for you to watch.
Sure.
And this is on an internet site. I don't belong to it. Or, I mean, I don't sell anything or anything like that, but it's called conspiracycentral.net.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where you download videos that have, I guess the author, if he doesn't want his video up there, he has the right to say that it shouldn't be
right.
there, and he can pull it. And I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but it's
great site.
Yeah, and one of the videos that you should download and watch is called Hunted Like Animals. And it's about the Hmong people that have been fighting for their lives since Vietnam. And these people have been hunted down, and now their great-grandsons are being hunted down because they participated and helped the Americans, because they were coerced into helping the Americans by the CIA. So the Lao government is hunting these people down and killing them left and right.
Wow.
And they've been having to survive in the jungles, and I'm saying, oh, so those are the new patriots. That's what the patriots are going to look like if we let this stuff happen.
Yeah, you know, really, we don't have to look very far to see exactly what's coming. I mean, we can look, you know, that instance there, Burma.
Yeah.
Where they're killing all these monks and people that are going out into the streets. People in China, John, are trying to fight for their land against the army, and they're showing up with pitchforks.
Right.
And plowshares, and these guys, and they're getting mowed down by the military there, but they don't have a choice. I mean,
yeah.
you either fight for your land or you lose it and end up with nothing. Either way, you're going out.
Right. I've seen small creatures, you know, try to get cornered, and they hiss up and stuff like that, and you try to shoot them out the door so they don't to kill them. But, you know, if these patriots think that – some of these patriots think they're going to either have their religion save them at the last moment, or they're going to talk their way out of it or something. You know, if without arms, you're nothing. And there were a few of these these Hmong people – a few of them had a few weapons, but what they would do is they let their women and children flee first, and they try to shoot a few rounds from these weapons they still had in their hands from Vietnam, and these are like the great-grandsons or something of the people,
wow.
to shoot towards the enemy to try to maybe slow them down, make them think, turn around. But they're using gas and everything on them. But it's you know, if you want to see what's going to be like if you're trying to, you know, if none of us stand up, it's going to be just like that for us in the woods.
Yeah, no doubt. John, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you. Right.
Thank
Everybody
you.
Got to put up a micro FM.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it tomorrow night, and you're calling in, right?
Yeah, I will, okay.
Excellent.
Thank
Looking
you.
Forward to having you participate. John has a micro in New York, and and carries this program and some other programs as well. And super job. I mean, we're going to talk about it tomorrow night. It's going to be a great show. Gene in Texas, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello, you're on, sir.
Yeah, I got a beep there. I don't know. I just want to let you know I'm out here. I can go in a few months. I don't speak too well, so I limit my calls. Bush may not need a translator when he's talking in Spanish, but he does when he's speaking English.
Yeah, have you noticed that? yes, indeed.
If he is an example of a long-time genetic superiority that I consider their inbreeding a total failure, you know. They seem to think that there's some kind of superior deal in the elite bloodline. I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I mean, they're all psychopaths and sociopaths.
Well, his whole family is nothing but criminals, all the way down to his ugly mama. I only call him Bush. I never refer to him as president.
Yeah. Hey, but she has a beautiful mind.
Oh, she does?
Yes. She says she had a beautiful mind, and that she wasn't going to worry herself about casualties in Iraq.
Well, she's the one that was afraid that she said the people from Katrina down in Houston had it better than they did where they were.
Right, and they might want to stay.
Yeah, she was afraid they were going to stay. Well, she came up with a good idea, though, to show her generous heart of the Bush family. She offered to donate a big sum, and I forgot how much it was. Quite a bit, $500,000, something like that, a bunch of money. And it was to be spent on computers to help those alienated from their home while they were in Texas and so on. But they found out, this was in the paper mainstream.
Right.
I don't know how it made it, but anyway, they found out that she had specified now, though it had to be bought from her son, who's in the computer business. So, you know, she's a prize to you. You can see where it's inherited, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one lady that got hit with the ugly stick repeatedly.
Is evil more evil? I don't know which side's most evil. I don't think his daddy's too sharp, too, in certain ways. He's conniving. I think we give him too much credit for being so smart. The difference in these people and the common folks, whatever we are considered now, terrorists, suspects, but is they're not held back by restraints, whereas we, most of us are by some
right.
things we were
exactly.
taught and believe in. And they don't believe in anything, so they're not restrained. They can do what they please with it.
Yeah, ends justify the means, always. Yeah, that's... And that's the profile, Jim, of a psychopath and a sociopath. And you combine that with the fact that, you know, they're raised in these by a nanny and not their mama.
Yeah.
And they go to these boarding schools and the finishing schools and then straight to the coffin at Yale. And they've never known the love of family or parents. And so they never learned to bond. So they don't know how to attach to people.
Yeah.
And all they want is they live in survival mode constantly. And if they don't get their way, then all holy hell's about to break loose. And we've seen it happen with this administration right here. This is I mean proof positive of how these people act.
It's like the Twilight Zone.
It is indeed. I mean, you expect Rod Serling to come up and start talking. You've entered dimension of.
Well, I've about quit watching TV the last few weeks. I only cut it on once in a while to see what they're up to, because I absolutely cannot stand to look at them anymore, any of them. If all the perverts and crooks and thieves in Congress went on, Ron Paul would be left talking to himself, that's for sure.
that's certainly true. I watched TV for the first time probably in a couple of months, other than sitting down with my wife and watching a movie that, you know, she'd make me watch with her, which she'd fall
yeah.
asleep in 15 minutes after it started, and I'd get up and leave. I actually sat down and watched it for the first time in a month, or in 2 months, and I watched a documentary.
Well, you can watch a few minutes of it. I watch the crawl lines a lot while they're running
yeah.
their mouths on top. Sometimes you pick up a few things that people don't seem to notice. For instance, a couple of months ago, I noticed that Eliade Rothschild died, and that was only where I saw it, was on the crawl
yeah,
line.
There were
he was 90 years old.
Yeah.
and died quietly, one of the richest men in the world, no doubt.
Yeah.
And no one said anything. And no one ever, you know, just things like that. Or you see some company buying some, and you happen to know who they are, and you know the average public doesn't.
Right.
But that's the only reason I watch it. But I can't watch it long because I've by myself cussing. My wife always says, "Who are you talking to?" And I'm, you know, I'm cussing on TV. I turn it on, and I literally almost get ill looking at these people babble.
I know.
That BS crap, saying nothing. They're just a bunch of empty suits.
Yeah.
Total nothing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Mike, I enjoy your show every night. It's one of my favorites on here, and I look forward to it. It's kind of like Visit on the Front Porch. You got a way about you, and you also provide so much information and a little humor
that.
And a little of this and that. You are very friendly to your callers.
Thanks,
Jim. And I thank you so very much, and I'm looking forward to the show tomorrow night.
I am too. Thanks for your call. We're going to grab a quick break. Come back with a final segment. Don't go anywhere. This is RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Final few minutes here on the Midnight Rider tonight for Wednesday, the 10th of October, 2007. Yeah, conversations on the porch. I kind of like that. Except it's late at night, we'd probably get rousted by the cops. but I like that. Yeah, you know, with me in this show, what you see is what you get. This is just me. And I am how I am, and sometimes I get irreverent and get into, you know, playing the sound effects and that kind of stuff, and I just, you know, I just do the show. And wherever it goes, it goes. And my conviction in doing this is to get information to people so they can make good, honest, informed decisions with good information. And I challenge you to go out, the stuff we talk about on the program, go out and research it yourself. And see for yourself that the information's true. That's what I had to do. I've got to tell you, when I woke up to this stuff, it was month after month of trying to rationalize that it wasn't real. And a lot of sleepless nights, rolling this stuff over in my mind. A lot of the stuff we talk about. And it's not pretty knowing that these people want to kill us. I mean, it just, in the end, that's their ultimate goal, is to get rid of about 80% of us. And it's not pretty, and it's not sexy, and it scares the heck out of a lot of people. And they don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. And the truth sometimes is hard to deal with. And folks, I wish the outlook was rosier, and we could talk and laugh, you know, that there wasn't a threat. I mean, I could take this information would make for great fun. Some of it is so absurd. And you've got people like The Daily Show with Jon Stewart that takes this very same stuff, and it's the whole comedy bit, because the stuff is so absurd. But yet people do believe it, because the lie's sold often enough. It's told over and over, and until people catch on to it and say, oh yeah, that's got to be it. I mean, people, you know, don't think for themselves anymore. They'll just repeat, you know, parrot what they've heard on television or radio when you get in discussions with them about things. And it's sad, and it makes our job of alerting the people of this country that much more difficult. But I'm honored to be able to be here to do that job. And I'm just a guy shining a lamp. And there are many more out there like me, many just like you. We're just normal people. We love our families. We want the best for them. And I'm no different. Tomorrow night on the program, it's going to be a big, huge program, folks. You've got to tune in. We're going to talk about a huge solution tomorrow night. And that's micro-broadcasting. And we're going to talk about it tomorrow. We're going to have a number of people calling in. John in New York is a micro-broadcaster. So we'll have him join the program at some point tomorrow night. And we're going to have Mike Jones with us from down in Texas. And we're going to have a good show. I mean, this is going to be a great show. And this is indeed a solution. The way you can have a direct impact on your community. And that you can get the truth and the information people need, something that may actually save their life, out to them. All right, I'm out of here. You guys have a great night. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Look them straight in the eye. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night.